Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And when you go there, you'll find Joanna Brandy very near the front. She's going to be all over our website near the front, but also all over the entire website, because she's been contributing to our work now for almost 14 years. So a lot of things there that Joanna Brandy has taught us, and you can find her suite there by typing Joanna Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I, Joanna, and typing that into the search engine. You can find her suite, or click on her name. Anywhere you see her name, it'll link you right back to all the things she's written or said to us, and hope you'll check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Joanna, I want you to tell the audience how they can find you online too, please.
My main website is called returnonhappiness.com. That's because there is one. I have a brand new blog. It's called positivitypractices.com. And that just focuses on different things one can do. And it's not business-oriented. It's used in business or outside of business. But it's focused on happiness habits and positivity practices that I've adopted and that other people have adopted to make their lives a little happier, a little bit more fulfilling.
Right.
And, my other blog is The Customer Care Goddess.
The Customer Care Goddess.
And I'm working on it. As a matter of fact, I started working last night on a blog entry. We were talking about, you know, how people affect the customers. This blog entry is about the first officer on the flight I had from Minneapolis to Pasco, Washington last week. And he really exhibited some very different kind of behavior. And I got to know him a little bit. And I wanted to make sure people understood how he thought about his customers, because he made the experience really lovely. And he took a lot of responsibility. He came out and spoke. He stood in the galley and he spoke to the people rather than staying behind. You know, usually here the pilot has a disembodied voice.
Mm-hmm.
This young man was the first officer, and he came out to introduce himself and talk to us. He was very funny, very relaxing. And I happened to see him the next day, and I sat down and spoke to him. And he had a whole philosophy, you know.
Hmm.
These are the people whose lives I'm responsible for.
And so now, because of that experience, you have a more positive connection to that airline company.
Well, it's really interesting. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that completely. But yes, whatever they foster, whatever that keep.
Well, I'm not saying that you forgive them for all the things they do wrong. But my point is now this connection. You made a connection with that company because of what that one individual did.
Oh, absolutely.
And as a small business, folks, this is what customers remember when you've heard the term branding. Well, there's a ding in branding, and that ding that goes off in customers' heads, we've talked about it for a long time, is not the thing that you sell them, because they can get that anywhere. The ding, if there is one, has to do with how they're treated, how they feel about you, and maybe the face or the voice or the attitude of one of your employees. Probably that.
Well, and that's where it comes from. You know, there are a few people, and you and I are among them, and I'm sure we know a lot of people that are among them, but it's a small percentage of the population that gets up in the morning and that goes out and says, no matter what goes on, I'm going to make whoever shows up in front of me happy. I'm going to make their day better. I'm going to radiate positivity. Very few people focused on that, but in an organization where people feel really good about their work and the constant conversation is about how can we delight the customer?
Mm-hmm.
How can we thrill the customer? How can we create more happiness in our customers? How can, you know, where there's that constant focus. And I think a positive leader, is, in addition to looking for what's right and focusing on all the good things and focusing on creating, again, more of the positive capacity, not to the exclusion of negative emotion. We need a little negative emotion. It's grounding. So we recommend a 5-to-1 positivity to negativity ratio.
And now, when you say negativity, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know,
the
correction that comes from seeing where someone's weak and telling them.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It would be criticism as opposed
to
praise.
Because other than you and me, nobody's perfect.
You are so cute.
Yeah. And so listen, so are you saying now that we should not only be positive leaders ourselves, but we should be training and encouraging and helping our employees be positive leaders?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, because every single one of those employees touches a customer, either an external one or an internal one. So the more positivity we create, the more we create an experience for them that makes them feel good about their jobs and connect to the higher meaning of what they're doing and their contribution mm-hmm. to work, the better they're going to feel, the better they're going to make those customers feel, the more connected, you said the word before, the more connected the customer gets to the company. Now, is it going to happen with one incident? Maybe. But if it begins to happen consistently with everyone they come in contact with, then most definitely the customer is going to change their feeling. It really, when you said before about touchy-feely, the customer experience is all about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to create the kind of feelings that keep the customers coming back, we have to start creating the kind of feelings that keep people coming back to work with their whole self, you know, participating
right.
because they want to, being connected to our purpose, being connected to our vision, showing up with their ideas and their excitement mm-hmm. and their enthusiasm. That's what changes the customer experience. So my shift over to teaching positive leadership came out of 21 years of teaching customer loyalty and realizing that the connection between that customer and the company is through your people.
Yeah.
It's through that exquisite customer care
absolutely.
I keep talking about.
Joanna,
it's all about emotions.
I need you to give us a website, please.
The website is returnonhappiness.com.
Check it out, folks. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. Joanna, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
Oh, Jim, thank you.
See ya. Joanna Brandy, folks. She'll be back another day. I will be, too, right away after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.